This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A World Health Organization official in Gaza said on Tuesday the situation was deteriorating by the hour as Israel bombing has intensified in the south of the Palestinian enclave around the cities of Khan Yunis and Rafah.
Bombings and I would say and senseless loss of life must stop now. I mean, we need a sustained ceasefire.
Richard Pieperkorn, WHO representative in Gaza, told reporters via video link that WHO was deeply concerned about the vulnerability of the health system in the densely populated enclave as more people move further south to escape the bombing. Both Israel and U.S. designated terrorist group Hamas claim to be the victims of war crimes. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
International Criminal Court Chief Prosecutor Karim Khan toured the ruins of Israeli communities that Hamas gunmen attacked on October 7th. The attackers killed more than 1,200 Israelis and took 240 others as hostages, most of them civilians. Khan listened to the testimony of survivors and family members of the hostages, calling the attacks serious international crimes that shook the conscience of humanity. But Palestinians argue that it is Israel that has been violating international law by its military campaign in Gaza, which has killed more than 15,000 people, a majority of them women and children, according to the Hamas-controlled health ministry in Gaza. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
U.S. President Joe Biden's administration said on Tuesday it made a new and significant offer aimed at securing the release of American detainees Paul Whelan and Evan Gershkovich, but Russia has rejected the offer.